East Coast Breakfast.
Recently, we've come across some stories in T-Fairy, including Tyler being sued by two of the songwriters and producers of the song Water, which was her breakthrough global hit. And then in the same week, we heard about singer-songwriter Simphiwe Dana coming for Nomzamo Mbatha, who's an actress, and the series Shaka Ilembe, saying, "You copied my style, You copied my hair, I did not get any credit." So it got us thinking.
It did get us thinking. And then also, one of the most famous copyright stories is probably the Solomon Lindes 1939 song titled Mbube. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this one? Mbube. But thanks to The Lion King, we know it as The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Solomon only received $1,000 for that song. In 2000, South African journalist Rian Malan, he wrote a featured article for Rolling Stone in which he recounted Linda's story, and he estimated that that song has earned over $15 million for its use in the Disney 1994 movie The Lion King alone.
So we've got an interview with Owen Dean, author of Echoes of Injustice, the story behind the epic song The Lion Sleeps Tonight and the Battle of Reparation.
Well, Owen is the legal expert who fought for the rights of Solomon Linda, which is why we're chatting to him, and that's on the way at about 7:50. But before we get to that, I think it's only fair that we ask this question because it happens to everybody, or just about everybody, especially in the workplace. Has a co-worker ever taken credit for something you've done? We want to know. We want to know what and why, and give us all the details. Send a voice note to 061-792-9495.
Hi, East Coast Radio team. How are you? At my previous job as a sales rep, you accumulated the amount of sales you made that obviously at the end of the month gets paid to you. And then I had this $500,000 sale lined up, but the specific day after that, when all the supplies came to give to the client and we could finally invoice it, I was off sick, and one of my co-workers took that invoice for themselves, which not only just made my boss happy in their eyes, but they also accredited 30,000 rand out of that $500,000 sale. So they took 30,000 rand out of my pocket, and I had no word to stand on that it was actually my sale, just that I spoke to the client. So
good morning, breakfast team.
Hey.
Well, in my case, I did a window display, and the prize was a trip to Spain. And my window display won.
Yeah.
And my boss took his wife to Spain and gave me a coffee machine. How's that, eh?
What the heck?
That's bad.
Oh, no.
Yo, I'd be bitter about that as well. I can hear. Can you hear this bit?
No, she hasn't got it over
there. She's very nice about it. Sure.
So, Facebook, I'm not going to say any names, guys. Just Facebook, with the comment says, "Yes, it has happened to me plenty of times, until one day in a meeting with a client, I asked him to give a full breakdown of how the job was performed, and he couldn't answer."
Oh, yeah.
WhatsApp, one time, try all the time, ideas, strategies, and more ideas. He has mastered the art of taking the credit for team's work while doing the bare minimum himself. From underpaid overachiever.
Shame, sorry. Well, let's say good morning to Michelle from Pine Sound. Michelle, who stole your work?
Oh, morning, breakfast team. I can't tell you how many people. And it's not just myself. So many business owners have it. But you get staff that come in. You teach them, you train them, and then they see all the ins and outs, and they see everything you do. And then once they've built themselves up, off they go. And then you start seeing everything that you've spent hours researching and doing. I've even had someone literally have the priceless copy and paste it, and they put their logo onto it. So priceless, and I had a designer design and paid for, and then they just copy and paste. I call it the wish version. So, you know, it's the copy, but it's not as good as the original.
It'll never be as good as the original. I think that's what that means. So much, Michelle.
Thank you, breakfast team.
Okay, let's say good morning to Nelson. Nelson, tell us, who stole your work?
Good morning. We actually have a guy that reposts everything. So we do the hard work. We do everything of that sort. And when the community gets back and says, "Hey, well done," he will just take a screenshot and repost it as if he did it. And he wouldn't acknowledge anyone.
So what are you going to do, Nelson? You're going to, like, you know, let
why don't you
know
comment then? Be like, it's, it was mine.
Hey, thank the, block them. Please thank the team. Yeah.
Yeah, we try to go in, but we get shut down because he's on the higher level.
What the heck?
Okay, I hear you.
So right. There's no winning.
No, shame, man. I feel your pain. I hope this made you feel a little bit better, because we are asking that question today. When is a coworker taking credit for something that you've done?
My name is Kavir from PMB, and a coworker will never, ever take credit for any work that I do. Because I do crappy work. Enjoy it, eh?
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.